Yeah. You definitely hurt me today.
Of all the things that have happened to you this year, that's got to be the most humiliating. Huh?
Yeah. The ribs, the benching, all that stuff. This is by far worse.
How are the ribs, by the way?
Feeling better. Yeah, feeling better. Got a bunch of treatment and things are looking well.
Sean, what did you think you did better Sunday, and then what's the next step for you?
You know, we made a couple big plays. It's been about team protecting, don't turn the ball over, check the ball down, try to eliminate sacks. Now it's starting to add the big plays to that, and we were able to do that a little bit. So now it's about, moving forward in that direction on, scoring as many points as needed to win the game.
Sean, when you look at this defense that you believe in sacks, what stands out in that way?
They have, off the end, they have two completely different solid pass rushers, and I think that it's on, us to make sure they're prepared for both styles. So you got one guy who's, 6'8", 300-plus pounds, powering through, and then you have another guy who's a speed guy who can change directions quickly. So it's on us to make sure that we're prepared for both styles of rushes and, making sure that we're IDing our protections in the right way to make sure there's no free runners at the quarterback.
What do you think about, Sean Coleman in the protocol, backup tackles on both sides? I mean, is that going to be difficult for you guys this matchup?
I don't assume so. This is professional football. There's going to be two great guys who are going to step in. If Sean gets back, he's back. If not, then, Zach Banner's going to step up and play just as well as he did in the second half of the Detroit game. I think we have a really nice offensive line that has been, working to gel together from 1 through 8 in that room. And I think that the guys who stepped in have been doing very well, and looking forward to seeing ball again.
You have been getting rid of it quicker, though. That's been an emphasis.
No, I mean, the reason they're getting ball, away quicker is from the 7 sacks I took in the first game. I quickly learned that in order to be team protecting, you got to be able to check the ball down and understand where your outlets are. So it has nothing to do with, game planning for offense line, but it has everything to do with me just making sure that the ball's out of harm's way.
Jacksonville's defense is ranked number one in a bunch of categories, turnovers, against the pass, sacks, all those type of things. When you watch them on film, do your eyes kind of open a little wider just with how athletic and aggressive they seem to be?
Yeah, they're talented. They have two corners who've proven themselves out there, which allows them to do a bunch of things within the tackles, and has led them to become the sack leader in the league right now. But I think it's on us just to make sure that we're executing our job. Every play is designed to make sure that every guy's blocked or accounted for. And it's on us to make sure that we're, doing our job to account for everyone out there.
Can you talk about Deshaun Gibson, who had played here before, said he expects you guys to go 1-16 for the Jaguars to shut you guys out on Sunday and also in May?
He was never one of my teammates. I don't know what type of guy he is, but I look forward to going out there and executing my job to try to prove him wrong on those comments.
Has that created any discussion among you guys?
There's no discussion needed other than the fact that we're 0-9 looking for our first win.
Is the prospect of 0-16, do you think about that at all? Is that a scary thought?
Not necessarily. I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are the biggest thought in front of us right now, and it's going to be the next team next week. It's all about just doing whatever we can to build on this foundation that we're trying to lay here and work towards our first win. I think that this team has continuously gotten better, and we're heading in the right direction, and it's about making sure that we can get over that hill so that we can start winning consistently here.
There's a mythical rookie wall that usually comes into play this time of year. Aside from the ribs, you've been through a lot. How are you feeling mentally and physically?
It's mythical.
It's mythical.
That wall is, I'm fine. I think that we've been able to stay on the path that coach has set out for me in the beginning of the season. Obviously had a couple hiccups, a couple up and downs, but right back on the track that we wanted to be on. Now it's on me once again taking my game to another level and making sure that I continue to put this offense in the best position to score points.
You're going to get Corey back this week. Obviously, everything goes okay this week in practice, but just how excited are you to get a player like that back, and how much of a help is that going to be for you having him back on the field?
You know, he's a burner. He's going to be able to allow us to, you know, push the ball down the field vertically, and everyone knows that. But just to add more playmakers on this team is never going to hurt us. I think that we're getting a little rhythm with the guys that we had, and to add someone else to that rhythm is going to be a big benefit for us.
Is it realistic to expect him to be at 100% efficiency his first game back after 8 out?
You know, with a minor, you know, hand issue, I would expect him to come back ready to go. I know he's been working his butt off to make sure that he is at 100%, and until he proves otherwise, we're going to expect him to go out there and make the plays he's always made.
How much, you know, you were able to keep the score close most of that game last week, and so just about how that, like, you finally use that running game like you can.
Yeah.
How important that's going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, this is AFC football this weekend. You can expect the weather to be a little chilly. You might expect a little rain, a lot of wind. It's going to be on us to make sure that our run game drives everything. You know, this offense is kind of set up to where, with the stout offensive line that we have and the great running backs that we have, that the pass is always going to feed off of the run. And we were able to do so in Detroit and look forward to building on it this week.
When you look at some of the things that they've done to other quarterbacks this season, the Jaguars, maybe you haven't, but they've made some good quarterbacks not look very good this year. Is that somewhat daunting to head into a situation like that?
This is professional football. You got to expect that every defense you play against is going to be stout. Once again, it's on us to making sure that we're executing our duties and learning from the guys who have not had a lot of success in the past against them.
Sean, is Corey just giving more options, especially on slants and stuff over the middle? It seems like a lot of your throws have had to be, outside the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I think that, you know, the way that we've been able to game plan, we've had some access outside and we've been able to take it. You know, as we move forward, we're just going to take what the defense gives us. When they're going to funnel things internal into an eight-man box, why throw it inside? But if they do give us that opportunity this week, expect the ball to be in there.
So is that why mostly that's not been there? Is it just because they're stacking the box so much? Stop the run.
Yeah, or? You know, here and there. You know, in the AFC particularly, there's a lot of one-high coverage. And when you're playing one-high coverage and you have outside leverage defenders, everything's being funneled inside. So it's best to, you know, attack the outside during those times. But once again, you got to be able to take what the defense gives you. If you can go out and game plan precisely, and you can find something over the middle, throw the ball in the middle. If there's something open outside, get it outside. It's all about throwing the ball where they're not.
I know you talked about Duke's playmaking ability, but has he shown you something with his toughness? And here's a play Sunday where he got hit, driven back, and kept going and wound up picking up 5 yards. It seems like he does that every week.
Every week. You know, he's a guy who the first hit typically doesn't take him down, and that's why we like to get the ball in his hands. His toughness is shown out in the field. He's not a big talker. You know, he's kind of a to-himself type of guy. And when he's out there, you know, being as electric as he is, it sparks us up as an offense. So it's on us to make sure that, you know, we get the ball in his hands at least once a drive to make him do what he does.
Did it mean something? We talked to David after we talked to you on Monday, and he said after he let you get hit like that, he just wanted to fight. Part of it was on him, part of it was because the guy hit you. I guess, what does that mean to you that he has that reaction?
Yeah, it's my boy. You know, he's going to, you know, stick up for me as much as I'm going to stick up for him. You know, his drive comes from a different way than most. You know, he takes his personal relationships and his camaraderie with his teammates personally, and that's what kind of drives him out in the field. And I look forward to seeing what he's able to do after the comments that he made recently.
Did you watch the game with him?
I watched the first half with him, unfortunately.
Nah. What did you do for the second?
I went up to our hotel room, in which we happen to share, and locked the door to make sure he wasn't watching the second half with me. Yeah, this is definitely a bet here.
Was that him or Duke?
That's just him. I owe Duke a pair of tennis shoes.